Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It'll be the Bengals and the Rams in the Super Bowl. We'll talk about the championship games right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. What's up? Another great weekend of football. We can only hope that we get one more or two more if you're into the Pro Bowl. I'm Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg here on Fantasy Football Today in 5. It's Sunday night. The games ended about a half hour ago, so we'll recap it. Let's start with the Bengals with the overtime win. 27-24. Jamie, what stood out in this game to you fantasy-wise?
Jerick McKinnon playing ahead of Clyde Edwards-Helaire was interesting. You know, if you go from the Kansas City side, I mean, look, you know what to make of the Chiefs. There's not much to say fantasy that's going to change dramatically going into next year. You know, maybe Kelce versus Andrews as the number one tight end. Does Tyreek Hill top three or top five? Is Mahomes one or two at the quarterback position? It's really what to make of this backfield and what's going to happen this offseason. And the fact that even after Clyde Edwards-Helaire looked good last week in the game against Buffalo, that they went away from him to start the game almost completely and went back with Jerick McKinnon. So that's something we have to keep an eye on. But overall, I think, you know, just the Chiefs, you know, I saw somebody use the word arrogance at the end of the first half about not taking the field goal and trying to get the touchdown and how that might have come back to haunt them a little bit. But otherwise, just, you know, poor performance in the second half, and, you know, credit to the Bengals defense for shutting down that offense after they were basically doing whatever they wanted to in the first half.
I don't think it's arrogance. This is how they do it. And they had run a play, the previous play, that only took 4 seconds, and they had 5 seconds on the clock. You just got to throw the ball in the end zone. You know, they threw the ball short of the end zone, and it didn't work out. But this is the way the Chiefs play. You know, they play aggressively, and it usually works out for them. Credit to the Bengals. And McKinnon is an unrestricted free agent. He's on a one-year deal. But I just think it's, you know, you're probably speaking to, in general, it's just hard to have a ton of faith in Clyde, right? You know, you're right. Okay. T. Higgins with 100 yards. So he comes back with two strong games in a row after it looked like really Chase was just completely taking over, but Higgins still a integral part of that offense.
They took Chase out of the game. I mean, you know, they did everything they could. You know, thankfully scored the touchdown for anybody that played him in DFS or playoff challenge leagues. But yeah, it was try to eliminate Ja'Marr Chase as best as you possibly can. And, you know, especially after what he did to them in week 17 with 266 yards and three touchdowns. So you knew that was going to be the game plan. I think, you know, we'll probably talk a lot about this. We've already said it already. Imagine what this team will look like with a better offensive line. You know, the skill position players are just amazing. You know, maybe they looking to upgrade the tight end. Not that CJ Uzomah is a detriment to them, but I don't know if he's the type of elite level playmaker that they might be able to, you know, put in place there. And hopefully he's going to be okay for the Super Bowl. You know, it'd be a shame if he had to miss it after hurting his knee in that game against the Chiefs. But that's really the one glaring hole that you could say from a skill player position, a skill player standpoint, maybe backup running back, even though Samaje Perine did have the nice touchdown reception there to get them going there after they couldn't score.
All right, let's go to the Rams and the 49ers. 20-17, the final score. And what stood out to you here as a fantasy angle?
I mean, obviously, you know, it's the 49ers. What's the quarterback situation look like next year? You know, so Jimmy Garoppolo, when they were up 17-7, you know, you're thinking, okay, if they get to the Super Bowl, we'll see the guy. If they win the Super Bowl, we'll see the guy. You know, so many questions that, you know, now make it easier if you're the 49ers front office saying it's time to move on and go, you know, turn the page to Trey Lance. And where does Jimmy Garoppolo land? You know, is he an option maybe for the Steelers? Is he an option, you know, for, you know, the Saints? Is he an option for a team that's looking to, you know, get a competent quarterback that's not necessarily a difference maker, which I think is the problem, you know, and obviously a lot of talk in the media this week about where Jimmy Garoppolo lies as a quarterback. You know, so you saw some of the highs, you know, I mean, great throw to Kittle for the touchdown. Deebo Samuel makes the first touchdown play there, but the stupid play at the end, you know, and just the unfortunate ability to hold on to a lead and make those plays that a difference making type of quarterback can play. I don't know if Trey Lance is that guy.
The stupid play
fantasy
at the
wise,
end?
Though. Huh?
The stupid play at the end? You mean the interception?
Yeah.
That wasn't a stupid play.
It was.
I don't think so. He was going to get sacked. It was going to be fourth down and forever. He's trying to get rid of the ball. Went through the guy's hands. I mean, it was a high throw, obviously. But
if
he takes that sack, it's over. You know, so he's trying to throw an incomplete pass there.
You still have fourth down to try and make
a play. Fourth down and probably 30. I don't know exactly.
I'd rather have fourth and 30 with the ball.
Well, I get that, but, you know, it did go through someone's hands, you know, Hasty or whoever it was.
You can't be being spun around throwing the ball. I mean, throw it out of bounds.
Oh, he couldn't throw it out of bounds. And Aaron Donald bringing him down. Come on, Jamie.
You can't make that play. You cannot make that play.
All right. All right. We'll get it. We'll
in
get
any
it
event,
tomorrow.
You know, we'll find out what they're going to do and where Jimmy Garoppolo ends up. You know, at this point, I'd like to see Trey Lance just because I think there's more upside to find another fantasy quarterback. We'll have a lot of talk about, you know, what that means for Debo and Kittle and Ayuk. But hopefully it's still good and those guys are still productive.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool to see Debo and Cooper Kupp go at it. And Kupp had the better game, but Debo was pretty darn good himself with 98 total yards and a touchdown. Kupp, 142 yards and two touchdowns. The guy is uncoverable. And every week he just keeps making, if you have any doubts about him, you know, he's just erasing them more and more every week. He's just amazing. All right, that's it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll talk to you tomorrow with another episode of FFT in 5, and we'll talk to you today if you're listening. It's Monday. We'll talk to you today with the full-length show as we talk about these games, talk about the losing teams and what lies ahead, and all of the coaching news as well. Thanks to Jamie. I am Adam. We'll talk to you later on FFT in 5.